It's very sad for us to watch these terrorist attacks go across the world.
Gillibrand noted that the brunt of terrorism has been felt by New Yorkers. She pointed to the fact that New York City remains one of the number one terror targets in the nation.
As a member of Congress and as a member of the Armed Services Committee, I've been working very hard to figure out how do we address terrorism long term? How do we make decisions about what we're doing abroad to stop terrorism? We've had Al-Qaeda metastasizing for decades. We have more terrorism coming out of ISIS and ISIL, which we need to address. And so we as a community, we have to be vigilant.
But WBFO News asked the senator if the United States is in a better position against extremists and terrorism than other parts of the world.
In New York City, the NYPD and the FBI have subverted more than a dozen terror attempts since 9/11. So we have worked very hard to use our intelligence community effectively to keep our community safe. Our first responders are extremely well trained to keep our community safe, so we have to continue to support them.
Senator Gillibrand says long-term approaches are needed to stop terrorism at its roots. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.